This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome. I'm Natalie Pynchon, and this is the February 6th, 2015 podcast from Journal of Neurosurgery Spine, which includes three articles on the following topics: oncology, the thoracic spine, and surgical technique. En bloc spondylectomy for primary malignant fibrous histiocytoma of the thoracic spine with aortic involvement. A case report by Aravind Somasundaram and colleagues. Malignant fibrous histiocytoma is a rare, high-grade soft tissue sarcoma with a poor prognosis due to a high rate of local recurrence and metastasis. Primary malignant fibrous histiocytoma of the spine is extremely rare, with only 32 cases reporting a specific type of intervention to manage this malignant lesion since its initial description in 1975. Total spondylectomy has become a viable treatment option for many primary spinal tumors, but involvement of major vascular structures was initially believed to be a contraindication for this procedure. In this paper, the authors present a total en bloc spondylectomy of a malignant fibrous histiocytoma of the posterior mediastinum invading the spine at T10 to 11 with resection and reconstruction of the involved aorta using a vascular graft. To the author's knowledge, this is the first published description of a spinal malignant fibrous histiocytoma resection with aortic reconstruction. Percutaneous K-wireless pedicle screw fixation technique, an evaluation of the initial experience of 100 screws with assessment of accuracy, radiation exposure, and procedure time, by Stephen Mark Spitz and co-authors. Percutaneous pedicle screws are used to provide rigid internal fixation in minimally invasive spinal procedures. They generally require the use of K-wires as a guide for screw insertion. K-wires can bend, break, advance, or pull out during the steps of pedicle preparation and screw insertion. This can lead to increased fluoroscopic and surgical times and potentially cause neurological, vascular, or visceral injury. The technical feasibility and clinical experience utilizing a novel K-wireless percutaneous pedicle screw system that eliminates the inherent risks of K-wire use was studied. This prospective case series of percutaneous pedicle screw placement using a K-wireless system demonstrated that percutaneous pedicle screws can be placed safely without the use of K-wires, with a relatively low overall breach rate of 3.3% and a clinically significant breach rate of 1.1%. Screw placement and fluoroscopy times were reduced when compared to other published series. This study demonstrated that the placement of K-wireless percutaneous pedicle screws is technically feasible and can be performed accurately and safely with short procedure and fluoroscopy times without the inherent risks associated with K-wire use. Posterior thoracic laminoplasty with dorsal intramural identification of ventral defect and transferal discectomy for a spontaneous cerebrospinal fluid leak. A case report by Katie Pricola-Fennell and Lawrence Borges. Spontaneous intracranial hypotension has been increasingly reported in the literature concomitant with improved sensitivity of imaging modalities. Although it is usually associated with meningeal weakening, a handful of spontaneous intracranial hypotension cases secondary to thoracic disc osteophytes have been reported in the literature. Due to the infrequency of these occurrences, no standard operative approach has emerged victorious. The authors report a case of spontaneous intracranial hypotension in which a ventral dural tear secondary to calcified thoracic disc was repaired via a posterior thoracic laminoplasty with dorsal durotomy, intradural exposure of ventral defect, and transdural discectomy followed by primary closure. This case illustrates the potential utility of posterior laminectomy with neuromonitoring in non-myelopathic patients without evidence of canal compromise as an alternative to the more cumbersome and morbid anterior and posterolateral approaches. Thank you for listening. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. And for more information on how to submit your research to the Journal of Neurosurgery, please visit thejns.org and click on Info for Authors.